Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me this morning, C. Nicole Henderson. She is founder and CEO of C. Nicole Henderson & Associates, building organizations of global impact. And she's a keynote speaker. She's a consultant, social impact coach, nonprofit consultant. She's an author. What else? I mean, that's a lot of hats. That's a lot of hats. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Look, I gave all the details, but tell us about yourself besides all the stuff I said.
You know what? I'm just a person that loves to serve, really, at the end of the day. Serve my clients, serve my community, and serve others for a greater impact.
Amen. Amen. And that's why you say building organizations of global impact. You remember a time when it was local impact, and my God, global now is something else, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You know, social impact is now an economic commodity.
It absolutely is. It really is. And I think some people grab a hold to it and they run with it, and some are still trying to get that.
Yes, it is. A lot of times people, they think about the old school way of looking at their fundraising. We call it psychic benefits. What I mean by that is our emotions, our feelings, pulling on the heartstrings.
Yes.
And people just don't really give to that. I mean, some people do, but those that are really looking at dollars and cents, when you look at corporations and foundations, also because of such of the competitive edge for funding that are out there, they really want to know your numbers. They want to know that you understand your numbers and how you're utilizing them.
So, Nicole, do you work specifically with nonprofits, or do you work with for-profit companies as well?
I work, well, I am specifically a nonprofit consultant and coach and expert. But I also work with business owners who want to start joint ventures. Who want to step out and create a social good or a nonprofit arm to their business. And so I've been doing a lot of that, you know, goodwill and social impact and social enterprise is something that an organization can do, whether they are for-profit or nonprofit. And we have also a lot of places around the country that are becoming what's called B Corp. And Georgia, of course, is not a B Corp yet, but we definitely have some corporations for profit that want to have that social good component and that social impact component to their business.
Now, is that what B Corp means?
Yeah, B Corp does mean that. That means they're a benefit corporation, and they have, across the country, they have what's called B Labs. And those labs actually kind of set up benchmarks on what a business needs to do and meet in order to be part of this B Corporation process. And it's pretty extensive, it's pretty lengthy, but like I said, it hasn't come to Georgia yet, but you have several of those around the country. And they're strictly for profit, but they also have a social good arm.
Okay. And which is good because, you know, in our current environment, sometimes there's not a whole lot of that going on. But it's it's good that some companies definitely believe in that and are going forward with it. You wrote a book called Insider Tips 2, 115 More Innovative Ways to Increase Profit for Business and Nonprofit. And then your best-selling, you co-authored Her Chronicles, Volume 2, Stories of Survival, Sacrifice, and Spiritual Awakening. But for this one, we want to talk about insider tips. So tell us about that book.
This is a really great book for any business owner or a nonprofit organization. It's with 20 other experts, and we share tips among any spectrum of your business, from communications to human resources to sales to marketing, IT support. And of course, I share several tips and as well as a couple other authors in the area of nonprofit. And in terms of nonprofit myths, in terms of people understanding how to address millennials in nonprofits, a lot of our young people now, they really want to attach to social justice and social causes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it has a plan in there on how to become a 501c3, because it also defines what a 501c3 is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just know tax exempt, but they don't really understand what it is to become a 501c3. And when I speak, you know, this topic is so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so heavy to wonder that a lot of times I have to make it fun or joke about it or, you know, lighten it up a little bit, you know, so people won't feel so heavy.
Yeah.
But they also leave with the fact sometimes I may play a little bingo game, you know, just little things to just kind of lighten it up, because it is so important, especially about people who lose their nonprofit status.
Mm. And why? Because they don't know the rules.
Right, yeah. Right. If you don't file your 990 three consecutive years, and a 990 is the same as a 1040.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tax preparation form. 1040 is for individuals like ourselves, and a 990 is for a nonprofit. And if you don't file that form 3 years consecutively, even if you were under $50,000, all you had to file was a postcard.
Yeah.
And you have organizations that don't even do that. And they lose their status, then they have to pay all over again. And so I have a six-month coaching program. And what I do in that six-month coaching program, I have 20 steps of compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talk about is maintaining that status. Another thing that's in the book that so many nonprofits do not understand, and I'm one of those people, I'm not like your paper mill organizations out there that just push you through, get your status. You know, I really want to leave my clients understanding so much more and understanding the whole process. So when I'm done getting them approved with the IRS, we talk about grant readiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of them was like, well, can I get a grant right now? And no, you're 2 to 3 years of getting a grant.
Yeah.
What you might can do is you might can apply for some small funding,
right,
private foundation money, or maybe even do some fundraisers yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand, Twanda, that 72% of that almost $400 billion that's given to nonprofits a year comes from individual donors just like you and I.
Right.
And they just don't tap into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is interesting. I am on the board of three. So I tell you, fundraising is the biggest piece of, I think, most organizations. But then, okay, you know, I know other people who are trying to start. I can't get my 501c3. They keep sending the paperwork back. I don't know what they want. So, you know, it can be really difficult to nail down what your mission and your vision is and how want to present that, and then make sure that you know what you're talking about and send that paperwork in and get that approval. And so a lot of people they can't get past that part.
Yes, you're so right. And I have what's called Fast Track Your 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. Fast Track Your 501c3 system. And what I have with that system, I've literally gotten people approved from start to finish in 14 days.
Wow.
That's me from the start of their paperwork, mm-hmm, to the approval of the IRS in 14 days.
That's phenomenal.
And then I've had some people, of course, who've gone 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends. Of course, we know once you submit that paperwork, it depends a lot on the IRS.
Yeah.
And this year in 2017, they have been much slower in approving the 1023 EZ,
mm-hmm,
because in the beginning of January of 2016, so many people were just filing, you know, all these 1023 EZs who did not have the supporting paperwork and the documentation. So the IRS started doing what's called a desktop review.
Mm.
And so by them doing a desktop review, they're verifying if your state paperwork says what it's supposed to say.
Right.
They're checking out your website. You know, they're doing some things to try to validate that you do meet that mission, mm-hmm, organizational test.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're not going to get your status. And, you know, with that being said, so many people who think, oh, I can just mail this paperwork in, I know what I'm doing. No, you don't.
Right. It's a whole different animal.
No, you really should have a consultant or someone to assist you who know the process. You know, I am a level 3 state appraiser. I have been taught on tax law. I understand why those laws are there.
Mm-hmm.
I know why those questions are there. And you also, I have a very strong accounting background. So you want to have somebody who understand the laws, understand accounting, and understand why those questions are there and can better help you answer them.
So, Nicole, and these just been my experiences over the years, you know, once they get the 501c3, and what I noticed is most people are already doing the work without that 501c3. They're already doing the work.
Sure.
So when they get the 501c3, and then there are requirements, mission, vision, how are you going to lay out the plan? Let's lay out the program, all of that. That's the crazy part, is really trying to make it all make sense and do your programming, you know, within those guidelines for that year. And I think personally, and we've been through different training, but that you definitely need some training when it comes to that, when it comes to programming. Yes. Yeah.
Most definitely. I have a 4-week boot camp that I offer my board members and anybody who want to become a board member. So if you're a business owner and you want to become a board member or just an individual, or if you actually sit on a board currently somewhere else and you're not a client, you can literally take my 4-week nonprofit board education certification.
Mm-hmm.
And I would certify you. It's 4 weeks. It's online. So you take it anywhere in the country. And it literally trains you on compliance, funding, fundraising, governance, board structure, organizational structure, you know, all the things that the person need to have those nuts and bolts to be able to have a strong foundation for their organization. And then I also offer a 6-month coaching program to walk with organizations to help them build out at least one program in that first 6 months. Because like you said, a lot of people don't understand. And when I do your 501c3 with you, I do what's called an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit down with you and we really identify your mission, your purpose, your vision. We talk about your program. We talk about your fundraising ideas, how you're going to carry out your program, your budget, who you may work with, type of scholarships. I mean, we really go in depth. And so that client leaves that assessment feeling so much more enabled, empowered, really understanding their process better and having a vision for where they want to go.
And that's the key. That is the key. Like I said, some people, and really even some of the larger organizations that I work with within the organization's kind of chaotic. You have to admit it's a little chaotic even in the larger organizations. So small organizations, don't fret, you know, you can get there. Larger organizations as well, but we all need the training. I really believe that.
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, I've worked with multi-million-dollar nonprofits and I worked with startups.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, there are elements in every level that where training is needed and necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the organizations that might be around for a while, they may be a little proudful and say, oh, we don't need training. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah. get inside of there. And you're like, what is going on in here?
I don't know
how anything gets done.
I have a nine question exam. I'm like, take my 9-question exam and see if you pass.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody passed. I have like a 53% failure rate.
Wow.
Everybody who takes that questionnaire the first time, because I don't let them study.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let them see where their baseline is, where their knowledge base is.
Right.
And they're so surprised, like, especially with the legalities and on the, you know, the duty of care and things that organizations, board members really are responsible for and insurance. Oh my gosh. They have no clue.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, everybody wants a nonprofit, and now people, so many foundations, everybody's getting a foundation. Like, you know, what's that about? So, and I think, you know, on the tax side of it and what you can do with the foundation that you can't do with the 501c3, some people understand that, but most people don't.
Yes. Well, you know, there are a lot of organizations who have the name foundation in their name, but they are just, they're public nonprofits. Just because you have foundations in your name doesn't mean you're private.
Right.
you can be a public foundation as well. Now, a lot of my pro athlete, celebrity status, those types of clients, high profile, high business end, some of them do want to start a private foundation. And so that way they're funding that private foundation through single sources or small sources.
Right.
Just like you would have a Bill Gates
mm-hmm.
or an Oprah Winfrey who would fund their foundation. And then some of them actually start public foundations because they want to pull on the public support as well to support some of the things that they believe in. And, you know, and so when you're private, you can be a private operating foundation, which means you actually operate and carry out some of the functions, or you can just be a private foundation that just supports financially and you support other foundations.
Yeah. It's all so interesting. A lot of people don't even know we have a nonprofit center right here in Atlanta. Huge, great information. So Nicole, tell folks how they can reach out to you. You have all these workshops and topics that you talk about, all kinds of stuff to help the Fast Track 501c3 system. You've got it all laid out. So tell us how to reach out to you.
Most definitely. You can, if you are on Facebook, you can find my Facebook page on cnhenderson.com. You also can go to my website, which is www.cnhenderson.com, where you can find me there as well. If you want to go to my Twitter page, it's also C. Nicole Henderson. I think it's CN Henderson 12 or something like that, is where you can find me on Twitter. And I'm also on LinkedIn under C. Nicole Henderson as well. And I think it lists a couple of my degrees. I think it's on the MPA-MS, my two master's degrees. And so I'm definitely open for people to reach out to me and connect and just ask me a question. They're welcome to go to my website and also subscribe to my newsletter. There's a free ebook that they can receive that dispels the myths of nonprofits, and they can also schedule to have a 20-minute consult with me for free.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great. That is great. Tell them where to get the book from, Insider Tips.
The book is at www.cnhenderson.com, and go look under books, and you can order your book there.
All right. Great information. So many people out here starting nonprofits, foundations, and, you know, for I know for most women, we want to have all our ducks in a row. You know, we want to know the information. Men will jump in, but, you know, we're so hesitant. But that's a good thing in this case, because we really need to know what we need to know. Right.
Yes. Definitely.
C. Nicole Henderson and Associates is the name of the business. C. Nicole Henderson is the CEO. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being here.